From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The United States considers stepped-up military action against Islamic State. The Obama administration is set to step up military pressure on Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said the U.S. is prepared to move additional resources to Iraq when notified.
The United States is prepared to assist the Iraqi army with additional unique capabilities to help them finish the job, including attack helicopters and accompanying advisors, if circumstances dictate and if requested by Prime Minister Abadi.
Carter told lawmakers the fight against the militant group could use more help from other countries around the world. Carter added that the U.S. has asked about 40 countries for more contributions, including special operations forces and weapons. Diplomats from the United States, Russia, and the United Nations will meet Friday in Geneva to discuss ways to advance the peace process in war-torn Syria. The Russian Foreign Ministry told Russia's RARIA news agency Moscow will use the meeting to call for an intensification of joint efforts against terrorism. The U.S. and Russia have struggled to find common ground as they carry out separate military campaigns in Syria, where a civil war has killed more than 250,000 people. Most U.S. airstrikes have targeted the Islamic State extremist group, while the Russian bombs have mostly hit other Syrian rebel groups, including some backed by the West. The U.S. State Department confirmed the Friday meeting, saying Washington's delegation will be led by Assistant Secretary of State Ann Patterson. The meeting will focus on efforts to forge a political transition and on the framework and architecture for a ceasefire, according to the State Department. This is VOA News. One of the top fugitive suspects in the 1994 Rwandan genocide has been arrested in the Democratic Republic of Congo. United Nations says that Ladislas Natinganswa, a former mayor accused of orchestrating the deaths of some 20,000 ethnic Tutsis in Nyakizu commune, was arrested in Congo Wednesday. The UN-backed tribunal for Rwanda has charged the 53-year-old Ntaganzwa with two counts of genocide and three counts of crimes against humanity. The United States had offered a reward of up to $5 million for information leading to Ntaganzwa's arrest. According to the U.S., he was one of the main instigators of the genocide in Rwanda's Butare Prefecture and helped to establish, train, arm, and direct the militia group in the region. Afghan officials say at least 50 people died during a Taliban attack on a key airport that ended late Wednesday. Authorities say the last of the 11 Taliban militants involved in the attack was killed more than 24 hours after the assault got underway at Kandahar Airfield in the southern part of the country. Officials say nearly a dozen heavily armed suicide bombers wearing uniforms of Afghan security forces stormed the airfield. With time running out at climate talks near Paris, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is urging nations to set aside differences and reach a strong deal that puts the planet on a more sustainable trajectory. He also announced the United States will double grants for poor nations to adapt to climate change to $860 million. For VOA, Lisa Bryant has more on the talks from Paris.
With just hours left to go to reach a climate deal, Secretary of State Kerry summed up his message in just a few words.
Our task is clear. Our moment is now. Let's get this job done.
French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius, who is presiding over the talks outside Paris, says a new draft introduced Wednesday is whittled down. It's now 29 pages instead of 43, and agreement appears close in areas like climate change adaptation and technology transfer to poorer countries. Kerry said any deal reached in Paris should be considered a start and not an end in cutting carbon emissions. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Burundi's foreign minister said his government will implement swift, positive measures to end the crisis that has beleaguered the country since April this year when President Pierre Nkurunziza decided to seek a third term. Alain Niamwitwe's comments follow consultations this week with the European Union. He said while Bujumbura did not get the expected results from the meeting and appreciates the discussions.
That's the latest world news from VOA.